Welcome to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA, a show that helps you learn how planners can generate significantly more wealth now. Nathan will answer your questions about business or personal finance or on how to increase current cash flows and generate retirement savings to make sure you're on the right path and so much more. Whatever your financial goals, Nathan has the strategies to get you there. And now here's your host, Nathan P. Ross.
Hi there. Welcome to the show this week. It's the Be a Planner Show with Nathan Ross, CPA, where we discuss tax planning strategies for investors, primarily those who have decided that real estate is the best way to grow their family's wealth. And I want to elaborate on KSEV's disclaimer there in the intro to also indicate that Be a Planner or NP Ross does not become your legal, tax, real estate, or other professional advisor just because you listen to this radio show, hear a podcast, access a website, submit a contact us request, and to receive an email or call our office. You're not a client until we execute a services agreement and are fully knowledgeable about your specific facts and circumstances. Okay, all that said, today is April the 18th, if you're listening in the Central Time Zone. And as I've mentioned many times before, as Jimmy Buffett would say, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. 5 p.m. is you. 5 a.m. is me. I'm halfway around the world, and it looks good for a Sunday morning over here. I'm assuming you'll get the same thing. If you have questions today, feel free to pick the phone up and call us on the air. You can reach me at 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV. You can also email me. I try to monitor emails during the show. My email address is Nathan, N-A-T-H-A-N, at npross.com. And if I don't get to your question today, I'll add it to my list for next week. And just to give you some idea of our perspective, you may have heard our ads running throughout the week and here today as well. And I've got an ad running that says something along the lines of, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you money or to create significantly more wealth over the rest of your life? And of course, when I ask this question in public, there's usually a chorus of laughter because no tax pro calls to tell you a way to save money. We are planners. Most CPAs are reporters. And if you would like to learn more about the way that we can help you save tax and use that leverage, I call it tax leverage, to create more wealth, significantly more wealth in many cases, for our clients, feel free to go to our website at beaplanner.com. That's B-E-A-P-L-A-N-N-E-R website. And you will see a couple things out there. You can complete our client intake forms, which will give us the ability to understand more about your facts and circumstances, where you can also schedule a call. And understanding your facts and circumstances will allow us perhaps to answer some questions regarding real estate investing or retirement funds or private syndications in real estate, which is something we talk a lot about on this show. There's various other shows on this same station and other stations that deal with that topic. Why? Because it's one of the best asset spaces to make money for your family's future. And we are, almost every one of our clients that we serve is involved in what I call REPs, real estate private placements, and they're across assorted platforms around the country. And we absolutely suggest you learn more about them. There's several organizations in the Houston area, as an example,
that you can attend free informational sessions, and I suggest you do so. Go check them out, learn about what they offer, but also understand there's other options. And with a CPA that's knowledgeable about this particular asset space, you may find some of the other options work better for you. One of the things we do, if you fill out our intake forms, and there at the bottom of the homepage on baplanner.com, you'll see an illustration where we show you the difference in the four options you have to utilize your retirement funds to control them, invest them in real estate, and either retire or do whatever makes you happy. As Marvin Zindler used to say many Friday nights when I was growing up in Houston. And, you know, we might differ in the approach that you hear others refer to. We certainly differ with regard to the timing. You know, we hear 5 years an awful lot as how fast you can retire. And we're not saying that that won't happen in some cases, but I can tell you that's not the average. It's certainly nowhere near the mainstream. If you don't have $1 million and you define retirement as anything over, you know, $70,000 or so after tax, the likelihood that you retire in 5 years as a passive investor is slim and none. That's not a bad thing. Maybe it takes 10. Still wonderful. However, if you will utilize some strategies that we're aware of, because this is what we do, we use the Internal Revenue Code to your advantage instead of assuming there's other ways that will get you to the same point. We know there's not. You've got to use the code sections that will create more wealth. We know how to do it. We know how to do it with your retirement funds, and we know how to analyze, report, etc. on real estate, in either single family or multifamily transactions. And we will show you with your specific facts and circumstances how much money you have now, when you need to retire, when you need to use the money, essentially, and how you define retirement. And you know, how you define retirement is critical, because that's what determines whether you're potentially a five-year retiree if you utilize the right code sections versus maybe being a 8 or a 12. And we'll show you that. And we'll show you under each of the four scenarios that you have available under the tax code how close you come to your goal, or when you can retire. That's what most people that contact us are trying to figure out is, you know, assuming I do this and I'm, quote, average, which nobody's average, but we got to start somewhere. How soon will I be able to retire, and what will that lifestyle look like? And I would suggest to you that the lifestyle you'll achieve with executing under the correct code section will double that which will result if you don't. And again, you can see that on our website. I've got an illustration that's admittedly more of a drive-by than it is an explanation. But if you'll submit the intake forms, we'll do a full explanation for you, and you'll see the numbers as to how you can get there. So today I wanted to pick back up. I think last week we spoke a bit about the Biden tax proposal, and I've got an article that I saw in Forbes. So it's been 3 weeks ago or so now, I believe, as to how the Biden proposal will affect real estate. So we'll get into that a bit. And then the other thing that we're going to discuss, which we've been discussing almost every week, is the Roth 401. Huge opportunity to turbocharge your investment returns. I hear the music. We're coming up to a break. Pick the phone up and give me a call, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEB, the voice of Texas.
Did you know 76% of Americans are concerned they won't have a secure retirement?
BeAPlanner.com shows how private real estate partnerships can increase current cash flow and retirement savings. There are three options to control your 401 and IRAs, but only one will double your retirement lifestyle. BeAPlanner.com, or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross, right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Gallery Furniture is currently hiring warehouse workers. Need lots of warehouse workers, CDL drivers, salespeople who are bilingual. If you want to work hard, learn a lot, enjoy the fruits of the free enterprise system, come join the Gallery Furniture team right now. We'll help turn your life from being a victim, V-I-C-T-I-M, to make you a victor, V-I-C-T-O-R. Just two letters, I-M to O-R. Be a victor at Gallery Furniture. Join the team today.
Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
There wasn't nothing but a heartache in the middle of a bad dream. Like I took on the whole world and I never had a chance, girl. Was a one-way conversation. I never got the invitation. The sharpness of her words deceiving. And I couldn't stop the bleeding. And Lord, I tried to be forgiving. But getting by don't mean you're living.
Okay, welcome back from the break. I wanted to get to that point in that song because, believe me, getting by doesn't mean you're living. And that's the thrust of what we do. We recognize that most people today, and if you're not thinking this way, you will be soon. You know, everybody's a little bit different as to what point in life, you know, how old you are, etc., before you start to realize things concerning your longevity risk and your tax risk in the future, in retirement. And if you're 35 years old, you may not get it, although I did have a call this week from a gentleman that was 37 years old out in L.A., and he had heard the show. I guess he was streaming it, and he said, you know, I get it. You know, it's going to take $2 to $3 million now for what used to take $1 million. And when you factor in the extended life expectancies that were seen with, you know, medicines and medical tech, your chances of outliving your money, that's a real-time risk. And starting today, there are ways that we can mitigate that risk, both as to the longevity or the length of time that you can count on income streams, and part and parcel, the tax rate risk. And if you don't think tax rates are going up, you know, I've got another thing coming for you, and it may not take, you know, there's a big debate in our industry, in the tax professional planning industry, as to whether we're going to see something starting next year or whether more likely we think it could be 8 years. It may be 2030 before some of the reality has actually come to the forefront. The problem with raising taxes at any given point in time is whoever's in office when it happens, you know, takes a big chance that they won't be in office after they do it. And so that's the one thing we have going for us, perhaps, with the current administration. But let's assume that we have 8 years, potentially, to rearrange the deck, to rebalance our assets, to get our assets into some buckets, we call them, that are either tax-free or even non-reportable. It's even better. In addition to our real estate, I know a lot of people talk about how it's tax-free. You hear that term bannered about, you know, constantly.
And I think most people are smart enough to realize they don't really fall for that. They understand that there may be some tax deferral along the way, but they also understand that tax deferral really is more, should be thought of more as a loan. You know, when you get depreciation on a piece of rental property, and then you sell that property, if you have a gain, which presumably that's the reason we would sell, you give that back. You pay a higher rate on the portion of the gain that relates to the depreciation. And I understand that we can often offset the gain with losses that we're carrying forward on that property or other properties. But I don't want to, you know, I want to keep our eyes on the ball. The bottom line is, you put a dollar in, you get a $1.50 out, you're going to pay tax on the 50 cents. I don't care if it's this time or on the next property that sells because you use that loss against the first one. You know, it's tax deferral. It's not tax-free. And I understand, you know, you can sell better, the concept of joining your particular group or program. All the real estate mentors do it here and around the country. And it's a wonderful tool for us to manage cash flows. That said, at the end of the day, the snowball that you build up will melt. And for those of you that think, well, you know, we'll do a tax-free exchange, well, that's got other difficulties. It doesn't work real well in the multifamily private partnership market where you've got 34 other partners or more, because you've got to have concurrence with everyone. And then you've also got issues related to simply the technical execution of a 1031 transaction or tax-free exchange. You've got limits on how much you can distribute in and around the year you do the 1031 exchange, year before, year after, at a minimum. You've got other issues as to how much you've got to invest. It the math doesn't quite work. And I guess I want to be very clear, what we talk about in all cases is the math. We're going to let the mentor programs, the investor groups, provide the emotion. We understand you've got to take action. I love how well some of the programs work in terms of getting you to understand, hey, I'm behind the eight ball in retirement or not retirement. Maybe it's just the way you want to live. Maybe you want to live halfway around the world, right? So the bottom line is you've got to find a way to make more money passively so that you can enjoy the other activities. And again, I, you know, refer back. I got a question here from last week where this listener said, you know, you refer to investor or mentor programs. Do I really need to join a program to invest in the multifamily syndications that you refer to on the air? And I guess, you know, I'll give you two answers. The technical answer is no, you don't. You know, the world of the syndicator has changed over the last 2 to 4 years, maybe 5 years, where now some of the folks that are the best at what they do, and I'm going to refer to people that, for instance, there's one gentleman that's won the National Apartment Association of the Year or Owner of the Year Award, one of the classes. I believe he was in the IRO class. He's won it twice. Only person to have won it two times. And you can invest directly with that gentleman if you're qualified, if you have the funds available and you meet certain SEC rules. And so would you have to go join a program necessarily? No. Might you want to? You bet. I think the beauty and the benefit of the programs are that it's not really the program. In fact, I don't know of one program that I would say, hey, go write a check because you need what they offer. No, what you need is like-minded people. The reason to join any particular program are the other folks like yourself that will have gone before you, have had successes, and they'll share that with you in most cases. It's not always true. You know, I see with my clients when they're trying to get information on some of the partnerships that they're considering joining, sometimes there's a very free, open sharing. Other times, very little of that. And so your experience will probably vary. But bottom line is the overall benefits of being involved with people that have walked your path before that you're getting ready to undertake, it's pretty powerful. So I would tell everybody, hey, pick one, and, you know, we work with clients that are on many of the platforms. Happy to share that information with you. And more importantly, if you work with us, we will show you how to exploit your membership and the platform, because they're all a little bit different. And if you just have a little bit of an independent perspective where, you know, the mentor that you're working with is likely also involved in the deals that you'll be looking at, and you won't really understand what I'm saying, but let's just say there's some presumed conflicts of interest that will help you sidestep and help you exploit the program instead of you getting exploited, which that does happen. Sad to say, it does happen. But on average, and again, nobody's average, I would suggest you join one of the programs that are out there. Houston's got some great options, but, you know, so do other areas of the country. I had another question where, you know, I refer to, and I hear others refer to, the first thing you want to do to get started is control your money. And I absolutely, wholeheartedly agree with that statement. You have to control your money to be able to put it into these types of investments, you know, syndicated, multifamily, or others. And, you know, the problem is that if your money's sitting in a 401k plan at the office, quote unquote, you don't really control that money with regard to these types of investments. You will not be able to call your plan administrator up. Let's assume you work at a big company. There's many of them that use a Fidelity or a Schwab or a Vanguard, and let's just say, you know, you want to get your money, control your money. You call Fidelity, you're 54 years old, and they say, well, sorry, the only way you can get your money is if somehow you can have five birthdays real quick to be 59 and a half, which nobody likes that. Having just experienced my 61st birthday a couple of weeks ago, I can promise you, you don't want to fast forward that equation. Or you have to quit your job. Now, I understand some people don't like their job. I fully stipulate to that. I get that. Not everybody is passionate about what they do. But I also understand that the job, quote unquote, in many cases, provides a gratification, a satisfaction, a sense of accomplishment. If you're unique, you're good at what you do, there's nothing wrong with continuing to collect that paycheck, because, by the way, real estate investing and work is not mutually exclusive. And some of the folks that I hear talk the most about, well, you know, you got to get rid of the job, you got to, you know, retire, they're some of the hardest working people I've ever seen. And so I guess, you know, maybe what's good for the goose is not good for the gander. I don't know. I'm amazed sometimes. And yet I totally understand it, because that's how I am. I love what I do. I hope I'm broadcasting the day they put me in the casket, right? I really enjoy sharing what we do with people that, you know, need to generate, you know, true retirement wealth. One thing, another question I got, let's see, I'm going to try to summarize this. Well, this is kind of part and parcel. I was just describing three objectives: control your money, invest in real estate, and there's a second question there, is should I do multifamily or single family? And then thirdly, you mentioned the 401 trust as being a way to keep your money in your pocket instead of the IRS's pocket. And so I'm going to address all three of those. Now, I know we're getting ready to come up to a break, so we'll probably, we'll probably have to break. But the ability for you to control your funds, where you determine who, when, how much, and where to invest, or to pay yourself. And I want to be very clear, we'll elaborate on this. The 401 trust is the only 401 that pays you. And I know that runs contrary to what you hear otherwise. That's a lack of understanding. And I'll show you how you can do it. I'll explain how you can do it. And it truly will allow you to retire faster and with a significantly higher lifestyle. Questions, call me, 281-558-5738 or 281-558-KSEV.
Be BeAPlanner.com wants to ask you, when's the last time your tax pro called with a way to save you taxes? Seriously, do you want to work with a planner or a reporter? A planner knows which tax code sections are the best wealth accumulation tools. Less tax, more profit. Learn more at BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday at 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross right here on AM 700 KSEV.
Mattress Mack Gallery Furniture here to help you make money today. If you work at a competitive furniture store to Gallery Furniture and your income has plummeted 40 to 70% because the store you're working at can't deliver the customer's furniture, the customers are frustrated, they're upset, they don't like back order slips, and your income has plummeted 40 to 70%, call Mack 281-844-1963. Come to Gallery Furniture. Sell furniture today. Delight customers. Furniture delivered today. You get paid today. Gallery makes you money.
Got a question for Nathan? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
Funny you should ask, Al.
Welcome back. There's the aforementioned Jimmy Buffett. My producer had to do that for me. Thank you, Gary. Before I continue, I wanted to mention the show that we're doing right now will replay tomorrow morning. I believe it's at 7 a.m., if I recall. So just keep that in mind if you want to go back and listen again. I understand I tend to talk quickly. I address some complicated material that is not easily picked up. I assume there's a little bit of a knowledge base, and I guess I shouldn't. But I think most people understand generally that you've got, you know, predominantly the IRA and the 401k are the two most widely utilized retirement structures. And at base, most people, I think, are using the pre-tax options under those plans. And, you know, we focus a lot of our energy on the Roth or the after-tax options of those two. And when you understand the power of the Roth, you know, for those of you that you've heard that if you just pay the IRS now, you get the IRS out of your life, which is absolutely untrue. That invites the IRS for a date every 5, 6, 7, 8 years, depending on when you exit some of these investments. If you truly want to get the IRS out of your life, or if you simply want to pay the tax, you agree with the logic that, hey, I want to pay the tax now, for whatever reason, and there are reasons, I'll show you how to do it with the Roth conversion out of your pre-tax 401. You could do that right now, and every dollar you earn thereafter, provided it's done within the context of the Roth 401, not the Roth IRA. There are differences, but if you work with the Roth 401, you will never, ever, ever pay tax on your passive rental real estate, such as private real estate partnerships involving multifamily syndications. I want to say that again. If you have, let's call it, you know, $300,000 or $350,000, that's the example that I show at the Be A Planner site. You'll see, and that's down at the bottom, you'll see in red at the top the 2021 tax deferral amount. I believe it's $94,000 and some change. That if you want to pay that now and you do it without using the 401 trust, you will notice that you'll pay tax every, you know, again, 5, 6, 7, 8 years. You're not getting rid of anybody or anything. You're getting rid of 30% of your net worth, okay? And when you get rid of 30% of your net worth on day one, before you've ever invested, I want to draw your attention to the bottom left corner of that illustration, where I've got a section I define as key metrics.
And if you look at number 5, you'll see a number that's kind of startling, and it's not hard to calculate. I'll tell you here exactly how to do it. You'll see a number that's $22,432,062. And I don't really say it there, but I should. I should put in parentheses the cost of bad tax advice. And what I mean by that is, if you send that check in to the IRS that would be due on the $350,000, the way that a lot of gurus suggest you should, you're giving away potentially $22 million of income that could go into your family's net worth. And if you want to say, well, Nathan, that's hokey, there's no way, take a $4 Walmart calculator, multiply the $95,000 in tax that you would be sending times 1.2. That assumes a 20% annual ROI, which is, again, I get that off many radio programs, not just your books. It's also in books. Somewhere between 10 and 30% is what you should expect to earn. I see that with my client base. I absolutely fully agree that those are achievable numbers. But again, you multiply the $95,000 by 1.2, then multiply it by 1.2 again, and do it again out 30 times total. Be sitting down, look at your calculator. You'll have $22 million plus dollars shown on the result. So you tell me, if you have a choice between executing under the code sections that say you're going to send a $95,000 check to the IRS today, versus the code sections that allow you to put $22 million, potentially. I understand there's a lot of assumptions there, but let me tell you, there's a lot of assumptions on you paying the IRS today, and those assumptions are much easier to understand. When you send $95,000 to the IRS today, you eliminate, in most people's case, 30% of your net worth. And guess what the rate of return is that you're going to get from the IRS? Last time I checked, it was zero. And I mean zero this year, zero next year, zero 5 years from now, zero 10 years from now, zero for the rest of your life. The return on that $95,000 that you would otherwise put in your family's back pocket is gone. So which assumptions do you want to roll the dice on? Mine or the aforementioned, let's pay the IRS to get them out of your life, which, again, you don't really do. Now, let's assume that you agree with the logic that, hey, you know, I've got $95,000 available. I really would like to get the IRS out of my life. Well, we can accommodate that with a Roth conversion to where after you pay that, the remaining capital, somewhere in the 250 range, be a little bit more, 205, I guess, then the 10 to 30% that you may generate on those funds for the rest of your life is tax-free, assuming you execute it under the correct code section. It's not subject to income tax. It's not subject for you IRA fans that don't realize you're not paying the tax that you should be on these types of investments if you undertake it through an IRA, because the 401 trust is the only exception to the UDFI tax, which is the leverage tax, and we won't go into it any more than that. Let me just suggest, if you've got an IRA that's currently invested in private syndications, you may want to give me a call and let me show you how we can sidestep those taxes that are due in the years that you generate taxable income. Not cash flow, but taxable income. And so, again, if you're being faced with the decision of, hey, the only money I've really got to work with here is my 401, I'm going to go ahead and liquidate that, think about what I'm suggesting here on how you can still do that. In fact, you can do it without being 59 and a half, and you can do it without quitting your job if you live here in the great state of Texas. We have a way of doing that. It's a legal maneuver. It's similar to a prenup, but we call it a postnup. And we can reallocate those assets over to your spouse. We can roll it right into the 401 trust. And now you control the money. You're the trustee, or you and your spouse are co-trustees. You decide when, where, how much, and with whom to invest with. And that's what we do for our clients day in and day out. And doing it under the right code section means that zero goes to the IRS. And I'm going to assume that if you want to use your money to invest in real estate, you would prefer to use all of it instead of the last 65 or 70%, depending on which state you live in and you deal with state income tax issues and concerns. But bottom line is, whether you do the Roth conversion or whether you use the pre-tax option, and actually the pre-tax option under today's rates is your best output, and you'll see that on that illustration, which I'm happy again to run a custom version with your facts and circumstances. But the pre-tax 401 typically is going to have the highest throughput or the highest value add, as I call it there. But let me tell you, as these rates leak up or tick up, it doesn't take, you know, well, it takes a decent size change in the tax rates, but more importantly, it's the time that's involved, because, you know, when you hand 30% of your retirement funds to the IRS and the cash flow stops on that chunk, in other words, you're not going to retire off the money you send the IRS. That's the bottom line. So we want to fully exploit, and this goes back to what I was saying about let us help you exploit the membership that you go get. We'll show you how to do it. We'll show you how to retire faster, and we'll show you how to create the retirement wealth that you literally will not get to if you don't. And again, you want to invest 100% of your money in real estate. If it's a good thing, as we're told, we're preached to every day on the radio, this is the way to change your life. This is the way to, you know, quit working for the man, etc. Why wouldn't you want to do that with 100% of your family's net worth instead of 60 or 65? Makes no sense at all. In fact, I'm going to use a word that I hear often. It's insane. It's absolute insanity to not hang on to every one of your dollars. Let's think of it as the geese that are laying the golden eggs. Why do you want to kill any of those geese right out of the chute? And speaking of, when you talk about Roth conversions, and again, this was another question I got last week. This gentleman said, you know, I've got $400,000 in pre-tax 401s. I hear you talking about converting to Roth. Why wouldn't I just go ahead and convert the whole $400,000 to Roth? Well, let me explain why. If you're 55 years old, it's likely you won't need the money to live on for a while. Maybe, maybe not. You may want to live on it next week. And if that's what you want to do, we can accommodate that within the makeup of the trust. But bottom line is, what we look at optimizing the amount of the Roth conversion each year as you move forward. Meaning, do we want to, just like we don't want to rip the Band-Aid off and pay tax at a high rate, 37% or so, if you were to add $400,000 to your current year's other income, we want to pick our poison. We want to pick our spots where we're going to convert part of our 401. So we're going to look at, well, which bracket are we in now this year? If you're not quite, if you say you're in the 22% bracket, we want to look at how many more dollars can you soak up in income before you eclipse the 22% bracket and get into the 24. You might also want to go ahead and soak up 24%, that gets you probably $150,000, $200,000 that we can get converted out of your total, and then we can look at that each year. But we're also looking at, when do you need the money? We're looking at how much money do you need? In other words, your lifestyle in retirement. And so we don't want to lose sight of the fact that the current dollars we have are compounding at what I would think of are way above average rates. Okay, they are in my case and in some of the other, or most of the other clients that we work with. So why would we want to kill those geese? And again, there's an optimal conversion. It may be zero this year, depends on the bracket you're in, depends on how fast you need your money. But the reality is the tax rates are on sale right now, and we want to start, remember that 8-year track that I've mentioned that I think is likely. We've probably got 8 years to get assets rebalanced. You know, think about putting together some other types of investments that we can help you understand, you know, particularly in the permanent life insurance, the index universal life insurance market, where, you know, it's not just insurance, it's also a long-term health care mitigation strategy or chronic illness. It's also a non-taxable retirement plan. It's anything but insurance, really. It's just that's the tool we use. Anyway, I hear the music coming. Let's take a break. We'll circle back a little bit more about the Roth, and I'm going to try to get onto that Forbes article here, obviously, soon, since we're coming up on the last section. Call me with any questions, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, the voice of Texas.
Have you recently joined a real estate mentor program? BeAPlanner.com shows how real estate investments combined with proactive tax planning can generate significant wealth. However, syndication terms for private real estate partnerships are complicated. They help you assess the benefits of ownership from A acquisition to E exit. A planner wants to know what they are signing up for. BeAPlanner.com or tune in each Saturday, 5 p.m. for the Be A Planner Show with CPA Nathan Ross on AM 700 KSEV. Want to be a part of the conversation? Phone lines are open. Call now, 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV.
By Tempur-Pedic, Sealy Posturepedic, Stearns & Foster, Sleep Set at Gallery Furniture Today, in-store, online, $3,000 plus, and the favorite wins the Kentucky Derby on May 1st, 2021 in Louisville, Kentucky. You get 100% of your money back or 150% back in in-store credit. Six out of the last seven Kentucky Derbies run on the first Saturday in May. Have been won by the favorite. What an opportunity. Buy a mattress $3,000 plus. If the favorite wins the Kentucky Derby on May 1st, your purchase is free, free, free.
Planner show with Nathan Ross, CPA, and I've got a few clients that would fit that description of being born with a silver spoon, but not many. We don't have many trust fund folks, but you know, we like those clients as well. We don't discourage that at all. If you're lucky enough to have that, or I guess unlucky, as the case may be, we'll help you exploit what you have. I was talking about the Roth 401 and the concept of optimizing, and I guess, you know, once you understand the math, the second phase is to think about optimization, and we want to be careful as to how many of the little geese we kill that are generating the golden eggs and the timing thereof, because again, if we just convert everything, that's not really, in most cases, the most efficient way to undertake it. Further, on a Roth 401 conversion or Roth IRA conversion, you've got to determine how you're going to pay the tax, because obviously the whole concept of converting means that you're taking pre-tax dollars in some cases, in most cases, out of the pool. And if you've got, if you're going to pay the tax from those dollars, that exacerbates the tax, because you're going to get taxed on the tax that you take out. And so that becomes an inefficient use of funds. So we strongly encourage the use of dollars that are outside your retirement accounts to pay that tax if and when we determine that it's optimal for you to do that. One thing I wanted to mention, I keep forgetting, you know, our show will be rebroadcast again tomorrow. I believe it's 7 a.m. And for those of you, I guess maybe I did mention this early in the show, but for those of you that want to listen again, that would give you an opportunity to do it, maybe where you can ponder some of the concepts we bring up. Still shoot me an email, nathan@npross.com. That's November Papa Roger Oscar Singapore Singapore. .com. Let's talk about the Forbes article. And by the way, this came out, let's see, what was the date on this thing? I think it's March 31, 2021. So what's that, 2.5 weeks ago? How Biden's tax proposals could impact real estate investors. And of course, when we talk about a real estate investor, that's a wide area of discussion, because somebody that goes and buys a single family rental property is really, while we're all subject to the same passive activity loss rules, there's a big difference between someone that buys 100% interest in a single family property versus a 1.24% interest in a REP, or a real estate private placement, a syndication. And so want to be clear that, you know, when you read these articles, you really need to have some background in what we do, which is preparing investor planning strategies and tax returns, to understand the twists and turns. But one of the topics that gets a lot of play, whether it's on the air, whether it's a case study night, or on educational programs for real estate investors, is the Section 1031 tax-free exchange. That's where you're able to defer the tax on the sell if you start off with a small property and then exchange it for a larger property, generally, is what you do. You might take one property, sell it, and purchase three qualifying properties. There's a number of ways that you can qualify within the definition of like kind under the code. This is on Biden's radar. It's been on his radar for a while. It started, I think last summer, if I recall, on the campaign trail, where he made it very clear his administration would target like-kind exchanges. And call it Trump envy, call it whatever you want to call it, he's got this on his radar, along with a couple other things that are equally, potentially as devastating. Now, again, for the private syndication market, multifamily, I don't care how much time we want to spend on 1031. I can almost promise you, you'll never see it in the rest of your life if that's where you're going to invest, which is my strong recommendation, is that you focus on that option if you have the capital to do so. But if you're buying single family rentals, yeah, this will be a bit unsettling, perhaps, maybe not. You know, again, being able to defer the gain, in some cases, I think it's a little bit oversold at the current tax rates. Now, you know, whatever the tax rates will be going forward, I guess maybe it would be nice, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be left. You'll be paying capital gains, and that's the second issue, is, you know, the capital gains rates now are as low as 0% and go up with a maximum of 20%. Now, capital gains, however, are secondary. The first layer that you're going to pay if you have a gain when you sell a property is the recapture, as I mentioned earlier in the show, on the depreciation. So let's not get confused. The capital gains come in after you've undertaken your recapture, and there's a couple different levels of recapture. I'm not going to go into it, but at some point, once you eclipse those two recaptures, then you're into the capital gain rate. So in many people's, or in most people's case, when you sell and you've got a gain, your average rate is going to be somewhere in the 25 to 30%, because the recapture gets taxed at higher rates than the actual capital gain component. But in any event, the capital gain rate is going to go to, basically, you'll pay ordinary income tax rates. You'll get zero capital gains if your income is high enough. And I don't know where this will end up. I know there's $400,000 proposals being bantered about. There's $1 million. You know, when your income is at least $1 million, you're going to get treated special. It's not in a good way. That means you're going to redistribute more of your wealth, is how you should think of that, than somebody that makes less than those thresholds. But in any event, that combined with eliminating the step up in basis that might otherwise occur today when you pass away are probably the big three. So 1031 exchanges going away, capital gain rates going to be modified so that the wealthy will not have quite the planning opportunities. And then lastly, the step up in basis, and you know, those are all equally huge. It depends on, I suppose, where you fit in the overall strata. It's like with anything, when you look at these, all the proposed legislation, it's a great thing or it's a horrible thing. Depends on whose ox is getting gored, is the old expression. And I think there's no question there's going to be changes. Now, that said, remember what I said early on. You change it too much and you don't get reelected to office. So let's hope there will be some common sense applied as it works its way through. Well, it won't happen in the House. There'll be no common sense in the House. You can count on that. But hopefully in the Senate, we get some moderate Democrats that want to be reelected. And let's hope all this happens before we have some extra senators, which it looks like is a definite possibility. But anyway, those three, the big three, I'm going to call them, we'll keep an eye out. We'll keep checking and updating you. And you know, we'll let you know what it looks like as it marches towards fruition. One other thing I want to talk about, and I failed to mention earlier, when we talk about the $22 million in foregone benefit, that if you execute under the wrong code section when you use your retirement funds to invest, I want to point out that, you know, most people have never, they never understood that there is an option for self-directing and investing where you defer the tax. And I guess it's very sad, some of the calls I get, you know, when people realize, well, gee, I didn't have to do that. It's kind of like you find out after the deadline that you won the lottery, but you didn't get the news about the fact that you were holding the winning ticket. And I want to prevent that. You know, let me help you go from taxable forever, which is the option that you would otherwise, or the trap that you'll otherwise fall into, to potentially never being taxed again, depending on how fast it makes sense to convert your funds over to the Roth. And I think if I could get people to focus on one thing right now, it's the fact that, hey, you've got a better way. It's called education, and there's nothing better than real estate investing is great, but there's nothing better than a smart real estate investor that understands how to truly leverage their investable capital to achieve better outcomes and better results, and that's what we want to do. One other thing I wanted to clarify, you know, I mentioned briefly the IRA and the fact that you can self-direct your IRA to invest in real estate, and I'm going to suggest to you, you go Google the term UDFI or unrelated debt financed income and understand the fact that just like the 401 that has a partner, it's called the U.S. government, is your partner, and you really don't know how much that is because tax rates are moving, unless you do the conversion, then we fix the IRS's portion. But with the IRA, it's worse. You're going to pay tax twice. The IRA is going to pay tax on the leverage that's being used, is the best way to think of it, the income that's generated from the leverage, and then you're going to pay tax again when you take that money out. And if you want to avoid that, connect with me, and I'll show you how we can sidestep that first round of tax to, you know, if we can do it timely. So if you're already invested with your IRA, great, you took the first step, but let me show you how we can avoid that tax so that you keep more of your money moving forward into additional investments. Okay, I hear the music, so we're coming up to the end. I enjoyed this week's show. I think we got a lot of good content out there. If you have questions, don't hesitate to email me at nathan@npross.com, and I'll look forward to next week.
Thanks for listening to the Be a Planner Show with Nathan P. Ross, CPA. Be sure to tune in next Saturday at 5 for another edition of the Be a Planner Show right here on AM 700 KSEV.